Item number two, discussion on an ordinance to authorize issuance of a special use permit to establish a lodging house facility use in a B2 general business zoning district at 204 West Jefferson Street. This ordinance had first reading Monday night, and we're up for further discussion this evening. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the council regarding this issue? Thank you, Alan. If you just come forward to the microphone, and if you would state your full name and address, please, for the record.
Alan Nemec, 336 South Lafayette Street. I realize that the power to vote on this is in your hands, but having written a book on historic homes, Macomb Homes with Names, I urge you that the start of this, of becoming an owner-occupied property, is the start of a demise of historic properties. Having done extensive research in Macomb on the homes here, it starts with the aspect of the deterioration. Owner-occupied homes such as a bed and breakfast, the owner is out there shoveling snow, picking up, running it as a business. When it no longer becomes owner-occupied, the properties start to fall apart. This is a historic home in Macomb. It's one of the more beautiful gems that we have left, and I'd like to urge you to vote down to change this into a boarding house, as there is no other boarding houses in Macomb that I know of, and basically it becomes an apartment house. So to preserve it, please vote against this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions for Mr. Nemec? No? All right. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Dale. If you could, just your name and address, please.
Dale Atkins, 127 West Jefferson Street. I would just ask that you all would consider how the property was purchased and how it was originally zoned for a bed and breakfast, and that the utilization of this particular property into a lodging house, as the code suggests, is not in keeping with the neighborhood nor the character of the house and what was intended for that particular property. And I would just ask that you consider this, that the request to expand the scope of the use of this property be denied based upon the community and what is desired. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. Anyone on the council or anyone else in the audience wish to speak to the issue? Alderman Dorsett.
I have some questions for the owner, if he's present. Please stand forward.
Mr. Johnson, if you could, just for the record, if you could, your address and full name, please.
Gil Johnson, 7025 Vauxhall, Peoria.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson, can you tell us when the city of Macomb made you aware that you were responsible for filing hotel-motel tax forms?
A few months after I bought it, probably.
Okay. And you bought it in 2010?
Yes.
Are you current with the filings on those?
No, we just sent the last one in. We do them on a quarterly basis.
That is not what our... That is not exactly what we call for, if I'm not mistaken. Are you then, as far as you know, is the property that we're talking about in accordance with our current ordinances?
I don't know what you're asking.
Well, is the property as it stands today being used properly under the ordinances as they stand?
I don't know how to answer that. I mean, is it a bed and breakfast? No, it's not, because we haven't had any customers.
Okay, and were you contacted by our community development office about the use of this property multiple times?
Yes, and I've been working with them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Alderman Cook?
I have a question. Last time I indicated that I'd like to go through the house to see what sort of appliances were in there. I didn't not really find any excess appliances. There were three refrigerators in the kitchen, but they apparently had been there for a while from their location. But I was told that three of the rooms are rented out. Now, when did you find out you had to have a special permit to run this as a lodging?
Pardon?
When did you find out that you had to have a special use permit for to run this as a lodge?
Well, they're short-term, number one, and number two, about 60, 90 days ago. Well, and our manager makes up two of those rooms. So.
It seems to me that we have things kind of out of order here, that the permit should have been obtained before you started using it as a lodging house.
Much
to
comment on that? I don't have any comment.
Alderman Lepton.
Well, in light of the Planning Commission's recommendation, my own beliefs on the proper use of this property in the neighborhood, and in the interest of sparing you another trip if you so desire, I would move to recommend to the council denial of the petition.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to make a recommendation to the council to deny the ordinance. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion recurse. Carries. Did you have a comment, Don? I'm sorry.
I was going to recurse because being a former employee of Mr. Johnson, that I just don't feel that I should actually vote on this particular issue, so I'm going to recurse.
Okay, very good. Thank you. That'll be noted.